More people wake up to breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Now, though, good morning, Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Good morning, Ali.
Could you be really clear and concise? Who will get the federal government money and when?
In hotspots right now, right across the state, the $600 and $375 payment, people will be eligible to claim that 7 days from now, so on the 28th of July, for work they lose, hours they lose this week. I was talking to the Premier last night, and the Treasury will be making further announcements there today. As you know, in other states, we've been able to do that right across the state, and we've had very positive discussions about that last night, but I'll leave that for him to make announcements.
Isn't this the issue, though? It's actually not right across the state. The Chief Medical Officer, the Federal Officer, has only declared Greater Adelaide, Adelaide Hills and the Gawler regions. We've got people in lockdown all the way from Coober Pedy to Mount Gambier. So do they really just have to wait for the state?
That's what I just said. The Premier and I had very positive discussions last night, and I'll leave him to make those announcements.
Okay. Are you clear on how we at South Australia have got here? Are you clear on how this man in his 80s was allowed to go to Argentina and then return? Because when we put these questions to our state health medical officers, they say it's a federal issue.
Well, they've come back through the quarantine process, and they've gone through several locations, as I understand it, from the advice that I have received. But that is the nature of the Delta variant and this virus, as we've seen all around the country. In fact, we're seeing all around the world. It is insidious, and no one's fully protected from it anywhere in the world, as we're seeing, particularly overseas at the moment. The fatality rates in the UK are just gobsmacking. I mean, 94 people died yesterday. When I was there just over a month ago, those rates were, you know, a quarter of that or less. So, you know, it is a very insidious and highly contagious strain of the virus, and it is having its impact like everywhere else around the world. But you know, we're doing everything we can right around the country, states, Commonwealth, working together to ensure it doesn't take hold, and we're able to get pushed through these periods. And of course, states are being rightly very cautious about this because it is a very unpredictable variant.
It is unpredictable, and you've spoken about the fatality rates coming from this Delta strain. Then are you willing to accept that the vaccination program in this country has been less than ideal?
Now, we've had our problems. I've openly confessed that. And some of those problems, many of them have been outside our control. But the issue is you get on top of them and you fix them. That's why I put Lieutenant General Frewen in there. That's why we're now hitting dosage rates of a million a week, just shy of that. That's why we're now on track to ensure that by the end of the year, that everyone who was seeking to have a vaccine would have had that opportunity. And that's put us probably now around about 2 months behind where we'd hoped we've been. We've been pulling back that figure quite significantly over the last few months, and we'll be well over 4 million vaccines doses delivered this month. I mean, many of the challenges we've had, whether it's the early non-supply from overseas and then, of course, the advice on AstraZeneca from Otagi. But equally, I mean, I think what we've seen as vaccination rates have increased at the moment when going through issues like these lockdowns, there's obviously a great awareness. In countries that have had low levels of COVID, like New Zealand, they have vaccination rates on double dose that are basically the same as ours, and our first dose rates are a lot higher. But I don't think anyone is suggesting any failure of the New Zealand vaccination program.
Well, I guess it's just more if we're taking it to South Australia. We've spent the last 2 days focusing on testing lines here instead of vaccination lines. You know, 11% of the entire population is fully vaccinated. Only one in four aged care worker is fully vaccinated, and only 43% have even had their first dose.
All of those figures you've just said aren't right. It's higher than that. And the level of aged care workers now has increased dramatically above that.
What's the figures?
I think we're about 12% now on the vaccination rates, and that's rising, and we've got over 75% of those aged over 70, and for aged care workers now we're getting very close to half of them.
Of aged care workers are fully vaccinated
On their first dose. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, on their first dose, they've received that, and we're pushing that through. This is the thing: the vaccination program. Yes. In those, particularly in the first half of this year, it's had its great trials I'm not disputing that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, we're getting on top of those. And now when you're vaccinating people at 1 million a week, and we've been able to bring forward the Pfizer doses, we're getting 1 million a week now. We're getting 300,000. And we keep pushing those numbers each and every month. You know, then, you know, we're improving it all the time. At least one dose is 43.3% of first doses for aged care staff. That's where we've got to now. That's, you know, that's 69,700, and there's, 120,000 residential aged care staff have now had that first dose. So, you know, we continue to work with the sector to increase that every day, and particularly in this latest outbreak. I mean, we've been very fortunate so far that the fact that every single aged care facility in the country has had two-dose visits is we've been able to so far, and hopefully we'll continue to be able to prevent fatalities in that area.
So in hindsight, it really was a race, Prime Minister?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's unfortunate that the comments that both Professor Murphy and I made at that time have been used in the way they have. We were talking about how cautious we needed to be when it came to the approval of vaccines for use in Australia. Now, I don't think anyone should have suggested we should have cut corners on that. But look, I know how politics works, and I know how people use things out of context about what you say, and that's what's happened, and that's unfortunate. But okay. We've always had a high sense of urgency, but we've also applied a very professional level of caution to protect people's public health in Australia.
Prime Minister, can we speak briefly, because we'll hit the news soon, about the idea of a nationally run quarantine process when all of us here in South Australia are locked down because of someone who went to Argentina and then returned? Do you wish that you had done something differently? Do you wish that you would have had a nationally run quarantine process in place months and months ago?
We have a nationally run program. We have a 2,000-bed facility in the Northern Territory, and that was what was recommended by the review of quarantine. The
hotel quarantine
system
that
has
been
run around...
Prime Minister, that has rolled out into every single state. We are having people come back from overseas into South Australia, and we're looking after them. New South Wales, everywhere else. So that one sector clearly wasn't enough. Do you wish that you then...
Well, I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that a hotel quarantine system can be 100% perfect?
No, I think that's the issue. People are saying that it can't be 100% perfect, so can we try to get something that would prevent entire states and more than 50% of your population being locked down at this moment?
No, I don't accept that any quarantine system run at a state level or nationally can be 100% perfect. And Australia's quarantine system, which was run together with the states and territories, has had an infection rate within quarantine of 1%. And of that, there have been about just over half a dozen breaches that have resulted in community transmission. Now, when you compare that to the hundreds of thousands of people that have come through that system, I mean, you're looking at effective rates high in the 90s. Now, if I told you a year ago at the outcome of the pandemic that you could have actually put a system in place in partnerships with states and territories that could be stood up almost immediately and that would have prevented transmission into the community in over 95 and probably over 99% of cases, you would have laughed at me. You would have said that was impossible. But that's actually what Australia has achieved, and while more than 30,000 lives have been saved and 1 million people are now back in work. And at its peak, over 3.5 million people were receiving income support from the federal government to get us through this. So, yeah, no country's got everything right, and Australia hasn't got everything right either. But I tell you what, we've got a lot of things right as well,
Prime Minister,
is save lives and save livelihoods.